Thank you, Mr. President. Got a number of items to cover this morning, starting with county council appointments. We have a number of appointments today, and therefore it was listed on the agenda as such. I want to start with a recommendation from Councilwoman Deaver for the Sussex County Library Advisory Board. I am passing down Mrs. Deaver's recommended appointment, Mrs. Mary Swanky. This is for the library, Sussex County Library Advisory Board, which is a three-year appointment, and I believe Mrs. Deaver is ready to make that recommendation.
You have a motion?
Yes, I do. I move that we appoint Mary Swanky to the structure of the library board, county library board, representing Milton Library.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to appoint Mary Swanky to the Sussex County Library Board for a three-year term for Mrs. Deaver District. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Starlet?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you.
She's here if you'd like to be here.
Oh, here. Well, yeah, Mike.
Congratulations.
She's here.
Oh, you'd like to come forward and say anything? Or if you don't have to, you haven't got to say, it's up to you.
No, I appreciate your support, and I'll go get that.
There you go. Okay, that was easy, wasn't it?
Even Mr. is here.
All right, thank you. Sticking with Mrs. Deaver, I believe she also has a recommendation. I have a motion here for your consideration. Mrs. Deaver has a recommendation for a reappointment to the seat of Board of Adjustment for the appointment of Mr. Dale Calloway.
Go ahead.
I was just going to second it.
Yes, I'm making that recommendation, that motion. Yes. Reappoint.
Second, Mr. Cole, to reappoint Dale Calloway for another three-year term to the Board of Adjustment. Questions on the motion?
None.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. I have another Board of Adjustment reappointment, and this time it is for Mr. Sam Wilson. I believe Mr. Wilson would like to reappoint Mr. Brent Workman to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment.
That's your motion?
I'd like to appoint, yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to reappoint Brent Workman to Board of Adjustment for another three-year term. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay. And finally, switching gears now to the Planning and Zoning Commission, I have a recommendation from Mr. Mike Vincent to appoint Mr. Bob Wheatley to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I will share the concern regarding, you know, the gentleman back there as far as the representation from District 1. State law allows it. I do know that. So for that reason, for the good of the planning, the land use plan, as we're getting ready to head into that, and I think with the recent information that somebody has just stepped down for personal reasons, I believe it is best interest of this county and the commission to have Mr. Wheatley and his experience to continue. So I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you very much. That concludes our appointments today. I put a legislative update on today's agenda. As you all realize, this is the last week of the General Assembly, and they are finalizing their work. It appears from all accounts they are finalizing their work on a much better schedule than last year, which went into the late hours of June 31, I like to call it. This year we're in touch with our folks from Sussex County to monitor their activity. In fact, I know Mr. Vincent has communicated to me that JFC is going into session right now, and he is in communication with members should something come up. I do know that they do intend to try to wrap up the budget work ahead of schedule, meaning not until the late hours, but anything is possible. One specific piece of legislation I want to draw your attention to, because it will call upon you all to make an appointment, is the piece of legislation that Mr. Danny Short put forward last week, House Concurrent Resolution Number 95. Calls for the establishment of a task force. That task force will examine the procedures that are in place today and make recommendations for changes as it relates to the Delaware Voluntary Fire Companies, and any reforms that would aim to reduce any of the risk of embezzlement by persons in charge of the funds that the fire companies oversee. This task force has a position on it for each county, which would be appointed by Sussex County Council. And I know that Mr. Vincent was involved in that legislation as well. So I wanted to draw your attention to that. It has already passed both the House and the Senate. So I would expect at some point you to be called upon to make a recommendation to serve on that task force.
Right. It would, I mean, me speaking, I would think that the way that task force is made up and the purpose of it, that we would want somebody who has accounting background, which would be either Mrs. Jennings or Mrs. Roth, whichever you can decide who wants to do that. That'd be my, I mean, I don't think we're accountants. I'm certainly not. I have a hard time doing a checkbook, so. Anything else, Mr. Lawson?
Oh, now we know who makes the decisions in your
yes,
house.
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh, okay.
No, sir, that is it. We're monitoring and hopeful that things get passed in time for us to get home June 30.
Amen.
Okay, administrator's report for June 28, 2016, item number one. Sussex County Council invites the public to offer suggestions for the upcoming 2018-2023 capital transportation program request, which the County Council will submit to the Delaware Department of Transportation in September. Residents and property owners with ideas for improving local roads, pedestrian walkways, public transportation, and other related infrastructure and services can go onto the county's website to submit their suggestions. Please visit sussexcountyde.gov and click the Transportation Ideas link on the main page to fill out the suggestion form, as well as to view last year's county request. Submissions will be accepted now through July 22nd, and county administration will review all suggestions and then compile a draft report for county council's consideration before submitting the final report to DLDOT in September. Item number two, reports for the months of February through May have been provided by the Delaware State Police. Attached is a copy of the report for each month detailing the activity in Sussex County. We received those reports as one group, and instead of listing the specific items within those several months, I chose not to go over each item and let you review them, especially in light of the fact that we had a presentation today. Item number three, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Lewis Crossing, otherwise known as Deep Valley Farm, Phase 5, received substantial completion effective June 17th. Finally, item number four, please note county offices will be closed on Monday, July 4th for the Independence Day holiday. In addition, council will not meet on July 5th or July 12th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 19th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President.